for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hello. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, and super anal queen.
King.
Drew and I are having a little fight. It's true. It's so goddamn anal.
Mm-hmm.
I come walking and just shut up. Don't give me that.
No, I am. Listen, right now, I'll tell you what. Right now, I'm back sort of in stride.
Yeah.
I'm doing 4,000 things every day. I got to get things taken care of. I can't be disturbed with your crazy stuff.
Yeah, my crazy stuff. Here's what happens. Here's what drives me nuts with Drew. If somebody puts something in front of him,
he has
to do it the second they put it in front of him.
Yeah.
I don't. I may never have to do it, quite honestly.
Therefore, I'm bad, you're good.
No.
I'm wrong, you're right.
No, I'm right because here's the deal. I got to sign this effing book of yours, right?
Yeah.
When's it going out?
I don't know, but when's it getting picked up?
When's it getting tonight? Or is it going in the mail tomorrow?
Perhaps, but nice thing would have been
because here's what happens. I walk into the studio. I like to get here early and prep for the show. Yes, Drew. I get here early and I prep for the show.
Look, Chris cracking up.
Where's my water? Lauren, where's my water?
It's coming.
Jesus Christ.
Where's your coffee?
Look, I know, but hold on a second. Lauren, and this makes me the greatest prick of them all. And Drew.
I know, but I'm behind you on this one.
Please, if I said this before.
Water every night.
I want a water and a coffee.
Adam.
Before the effing show starts.
Adam, it's hot outside. It's hot. It's hot. Yeah.
I know. Let me explain how the show works. Let me explain. And then I'll get into Drew, and then I'll get into the heat. We're not taking a call tonight.
No.
Here's how the show works. I have like some very simple requests, super simple requests.
Two waters, one coffee.
I want, no.
No?
Well, water for you, too.
That's for me?
I would like a water and a coffee on the desk before the show starts, before
usually
the mic heats up.
They give you two cups.
Now,
usually.
Sometimes you get a water. Sometimes you get a coffee. Oftentimes we get a coffee. Things have been better.
Yeah.
It's taken about 6 years to really work the bugs out of this crazy Madonna-like demand I've had. Then, oftentimes, the water or the coffee will show up just after the mics heat up, in which case you have to hear the door open and close and the things clank around and Drew has to acknowledge, thank you, into the microphone. No one knows what he's talking about. This happens on every other night. And then, so, I scream, is this that big a deal to have the water and the coffee out there? And then when I scream, everyone walks away and goes, God, that Adam's such a prick. Yeah. What's wrong with it?
That's how the show works.
Can you believe? Yes, that's how the show works.
Yes.
I make a super simple request. I make it over and over and over and over again. It gets effed up 7 times out of 10. And if I say something, I'm a prima donna prick. Prima donna. Okay, I'm getting some water.
But let's talk about where you are prima donna. The heat there.
Okay. All right.
I'll take it. All right, this is Cynthia Adams left. Chris, you can heat your mic up if you want. It'll be you and I just tonight. Cynthia, 22, what's going on?
Thanks for taking my call. I love
the
show.
Thank you.
I was wondering, do you think that I just got done reading your book and it's great? I love it.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, somebody came to my defense on Amazon tonight, and God, whoever that person is, God bless you, made me feel so much better.
Drew, stop reading that Amazon crap, please.
I know, I really have to, but I check up on it once in a while, and this one woman sort of came to my aid and said, look, because I was so frustrated that people were missing the fundamental reason that I wrote the stories I wrote. I was trying to make points and teach people about something, and people thought it was some sort of self-serving, self-indulgent diatribe I was going on, but it was to make specific points and to help people come to terms with this disease we call addiction. So, Anderson, you and Chris are going to help me out tonight. Anderson's over here just still cracking up that Adam got up and left the room.
Yeah.
You
that's
like
pretty
that?
Cool.
That's cool. Okay. Yeah. So, go ahead, Cynthia. What's up?
I thought it was pretty obvious you were trying to do that with
your... Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Okay. Did you think that all addicts were trauma survivors?
No, I don't. But the point, and maybe I didn't make it explicit enough in the book, was A, for my inpatients. I run an inpatient chemical dependency program for the inpatients.
Is it a detox or what?
It's just an inpatient psychiatric program. And essentially, very nearly 100% of those patients have trauma histories. And then number two, I was interested in exploring trauma histories and how people who have been victimized make caretakers feel, and explore my own history of having needed to rescue these people from their feelings, thus keeping them victims.
All right. Well, good times.
Good times, though.
Lauren had a pretty valid excuse with the water.
Oh, yeah?
It was almost empty, the sparklets
oh,
machine.
Oh, that's good.
It's like, she's pouring into the thing. She's like, yeah, well, this is almost empty. I'm like, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. A thousand pardons. A thousand. Jesus effing Christ. Now, where was I, Drew?
Heat.
Oh, no, no. I wasn't done with you.
Oh, okay.
As you know, I like to get here early and prepare for the show.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
I was making a very important call when I walked in.
Yes.
And as I walked in...
I heard
in,
you, it was a true four-by you needed, or one-by-two, or whatever.
I needed a 1x2, but not a 1x2.
A true 1x2.
Yeah, 1x2 is 1 inch, is 3/4 of an inch by an inch and a half.
You
and a true is 1 inch by 2 inches.
Can you get a 1x? How do you get a 1x2 when no one cuts them that way?
You can mill it. You got to kind of mill it.
That's
all right.
Crazy.
Well, it's no big deal. I can make
whatever
I want.
How weird is it, though, you have to go out and mill your own 1x2?
Well, you can go to a hardwood place and, like, order it and stuff, but you can't get a true 1 inch.
That's incredible.
Yeah. You want to know what a retard my dad is, by the way? I told you I was cutting blocks and doing stuff, big stack of 2x4s and all that kind of stuff. Told him I needed a block of 2x4s, about 14 and a half. He asked me, he wanted to know if I special order it. I got a big 10-inch chop saw there and a big stacks of 2x4s and all sorts of blocks, you know, scrap blocks sitting around there. Wonder if you, yeah. It comes in from Malaysia, Dad. It's a rainforest. They take a whole tree down. It's a 14 and a half inch tree. It's going to take weeks, maybe months.
I'll just grow the tree.
Now imagine building this house block by block that way. These tools, these saws, useless. Just for show. They don't work. That's a styrofoam blade. All right. So I came in and I was talking on the cell phone. It was about 30 seconds before the show started. And Drew did, someone wants us to sign Drew's book. So Drew, now this is in Drew's, this is in his wheelhouse. When someone sets something in front of Drew, he's got to do it now.
Yep.
And Ann will say, and I know, you think that's a good thing, and it's right, you're going to give your kids an eating disorder. Yes, it's a good thing to get things done. It's also a good thing to understand parameters and the clock and all sorts of things. And Ann will set stuff down in front of Drew and say, yeah, we got to get these liners for our Bakersfield affiliate. And I'll get up to take a leak, and Drew will go, and I'll go, listen, I got to take a leak. And I'll go, look, we're going to be here for 8 more breaks. We can do it during one of the 7. It's going to take 30 seconds. And he gets all spastic. And I can tell he's a mess. I can tell he's a mess until it's actually checked off. Now, here's the deal, Drew. There are certain things in life you need to get about, but that's not everything. It's not everything that's put in front of you.
My policy is everything. It's my policy.
I know why. Because, you know why? I'll tell you about your personal crappy policy.
It's my policy.
I'll tell you why. Because I think you're scared. I think you're scared that if you use...
No, not me. Scared of you.
No.
I'm scared of the 11 to 12 o'clock air rolling around you going, tomorrow night.
Listen.
Tomorrow night,
Look, here's the thing. You're scared that if you start distinguishing between what's important and what's sort of trivial or could fall in the back burner, that you're going to fall apart. Your structured world is going to come tumbling down.
I forget.
Yeah. You're going to forget. You're going to forget there's a book sitting in front of you with a thing that says sign it.
No, something else I'll forget because I'll have that still.
Right, so you have to treat everything like it's a 10-alarm fire.
Everything's got to get out of the way. Yeah, done.
Yeah,
boom.
Right.
Everything.
But that's a ridiculous way to go through life because there's certain. It's like you need to get the brakes changed on your car and somewhere in the next 5,000 miles, but you need to get the gas put in it in the next 5 miles. You know what I mean? That's all life is. All those things are presented.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Thank you.
But it's not my policy.
So Drew Slitt, I know, and here's what I'm saying. You in your own snide, passive-aggressive way are making your policy somehow, I'm that way, but my policy's superior because I knock down everything that comes in front of me.
No, I'm not saying that.
Change your policy then. That's what I'm saying.
I'll forget.
No, you won't. So, look, I come in and he says, he slides me his book while I'm on the phone and he points at it, you know, sign the book.
Quick, get over with.
Yes, get over with. Well, here's the thing. I don't want to just sign my name on. I want to read the little sticker. That there's a bunch of little stickers on it about Adam sign here, and here's the person's name and that kind of stuff. And there's a little note. I'm on the phone. I know I'm going to be sitting 14 inches from this book for the next 2 hours, and I'll sign it at my leisure, probably during the show when I'm pretending to listen to one of you pukes. That's what I do. And then I hang up the phone, and I hang up the phone the second before the show starts, because I like to prepare for the show with that 3.5 seconds before it starts. And then Drew, right before the mics get hot, slides it to me again. Sign the book. Sign the book. And then that's when I get angry, which is, relax. I'm not signing the book. I'll sign it when I'm going to sign it.
Or not.
See, that's the point, Drew. The book gets signed. But your fantasy, your fearful fantasy, is that the book is not going to get signed.
You know, there are many
I'm going to sit here for 2 hours
many nights
and not sign the book.
When we roll on the top of the hour. This is where I've learned this. And you go, I'll forget, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah,
I don't want to be bothered.
Not when it's shoved in front of me.
Yeah,
BS.
So I'm trying to slip it in. Try to get
untrue.
You to do it before
untrue.
You.
Many nights. Many nights. Yeah, if there's a stack of junk that can go out anytime in the next 2 weeks, I say to Ann, I'll do it. I'll do
and
it
we
tomorrow.
Got Ann going, it's got to be tonight. It's got to be tonight. You're like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Well, no, listen. Ann slides us stuff and says, the affiliate needs it tomorrow.
Right.
And I say, screw the affiliate. Mm-hmm. Because either... If the affiliate needed it tomorrow, if they needed it on a Friday, they should have gotten it to us before Thursday. Or Ann effed up, which is what I suspect, and gave it to us the last second. Either way, you can't shove a pile of S in front of somebody and say, oh, they need it tomorrow. No, you should have given it to me on a Monday if they need it on a Friday, if they're so desperate for it.
Well, then you should say that and not be
I do say that.
No, you say, oh, I'll get around to it.
Like, no, I tell Ann... What do you mean? I've told Ann 100 times.
No, you sometimes,
times.
You do sometimes.
So I go, look, if they need it tomorrow, they shouldn't be giving it to us Thursday night if they need it Friday morning. And she goes, oh, that's when they gave it to me.
Yeah.
Which I got to really reconsider because it's probably BS. But if they did just give it to her, then screw them. And if Ann effed up, then screw Ann. Thank you. Drew, like your book's going to sit here.
The heat. Yeah, that's why you're such a mess.
No, it's you.
I feel your pain.
It's you and the book, but
yeah,
oh
I know,
my
but I put
God, is it hot?
Yeah, and I heard a week more of this. A week?
No,
yes,
no, you did not.
Oh, I
no,
heard that.
Not.
I swear, no, as
not.
God is my no, witness, I heard not. That. I don't know if it's true, but I heard that.
Listen to me, all you pukes. I got back. It is miserable, weird, funky, freaky hot out here in Los Angeles, and it's unnerving hot. It's
unnatural,
weird,
yeah.
Unnatural.
Like I feel like my house.
Superhuman.
When are people going to talk about this? When my house suddenly bursts into flames, combust spontaneously?
And I will consider that a huge break for me at this point.
Yeah.
I want you to know, and I'm working on a house, and it's just hotter than S. But here's the point. I got back to my house at 6 o'clock tonight. Sun was just basically heading down. 6 o'clock in the evening, I got home. I got a upstairs air conditioning and a downstairs air conditioning, two digital thermostats, and they're accurate. They're just digital thermostats, and they read out whatever the temperature is at the thermostat is whatever it is. And I've seen it cold, and I've seen it hot. Thank you. Downstairs, 90.
Oh.
90. Now, this is, you know.
Inside.
Yeah.
With the upstairs going. The air conditioning going up.
No, air conditioning not going. Nothing's been going.
Okay.
I've had everything off.
Right.
I've had the windows open, a little fan in the window kind of thing going all day. Go upstairs, 92.
Yeah.
92 in my bedroom at 6 o'clock at night, and I'm exhausted because I got up early and I've been out there and I want to catch a nap. 90 effing 2 degrees. Not outside, in the bedroom. 92. And I'm not talking about 91. I'm talking about 92.
Yeah.
Got to sit in a shower and run the one. It's weird. It's like I can feel the. I'm looking at the walls and they're like moving. You know, they're like breathing.
Yes.
I can see things drying up. It's like those sped up films. Mm-hmm. You know, when summer turns to autumn and autumn to winter and winter to spring.
Yeah.
It's like stuff's moving. I see things drying in front of me. Now the earth's catching on fire.
Yeah,
around here. The earth just said F it. Just caught on fire. Everyone, people just start bursting into flames. But every Mexican is at my house, no shorts. Not a pair of shorts
jeans.
Between the ten of
jeans.
Them. They all wear jeans and boots with their shirts tucked in and their belts cinched in
wow.
tight. Swear to Christ.
They're real
people.
Men.
They mock me.
I bet.
They're doing it to mock me.
Yeah.
They know the gringo's weak.
The jefe?
Yeah, the jefe. The cabacho. They know I'm weak. And they mock me with their denim. their reinforced knees. Ugh. These guys will not put on a pair of shorts if it kills them.
Wow.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if they got skinny calves. I don't know if they have some shingles on their knees. I don't know what is going on with the Latino workforce that is at my house, but they will not wear. And it's like, when do you bust the shorts out?
Yeah.
Well,
they wear those white T-shirts, though.
No, not these guys.
They're wearing flannel?
They wear whatever T-shirt they get, like the OC and stuff, T-shirts and, you know, sexy and sexy and, you know, sexy senior citizen and, like, Cal Jam 79 and stuff. I always love that. But, no, these, like, here's what I'm saying. It's 104 degrees, and you're coring concrete on the south side of a house, doweling in rebar with epoxy. When do you bust the shorts out? At what point do the shorts come out? 130?
When the house actually catches on fire. When you're actually fighting flames. But then you might burn your legs. No,
170?
Never.
What temperature does a Mexican bust out some shorts?
No. Never.
No, won't happen.
No, can't.
Even at the beach, these people won't wear trunks. They wear the same denims just rolled up. Right into the water they go.
That's right.
We got to get those people some shorts. And then, when they do finally bust out some trunks, right to the Speedo. Nothing in between the pant and the Speedo for the Mexican. I'm going to work this out with these guys. I'm going, Chris, are you Mexican? Yeah. Do you own shorts?
Yes, I own shorts.
Do you speak any Spanish?
No. Negative.
Oh, so I want to try to tell these guys to put some shorts on. They're driving me insane. Just thick denim. And it's not, they're not wearing cargo pants either. They're wearing the super, super denim. Thick, the shiny stuff from the 70s.
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah.
But they can't be wearing shorts when they're working on your house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they can.
All the white guys are.
Yeah, white guys wear shorts. Yeah, you don't need pants. Yeah, you can get down. They're not on their knees. They're just like drilling and painting and stuff like that. She won't do it. Yeah, the white guys wear white guys nude, just wearing like a white guy's wearing a handy nap stuck to his balls.
What does Bolo de Queso say? His dad's selling.
See, short pants.
No good.
Yeah. All right. Let's. Jason.
Yes.
You're 22.
That's right.
What's up?
Well, I know you guys call it the leaky pipes. It's the clear discharge that you get, right?
From your penis?
Well, the problem that I'm having, right, is that I've always had this, of course, but I can't get service on with my girlfriend. And she says until I can get rid of it, it ain't going to happen. So I was wondering if there's anything out there that I could use or, I don't know, just something to help it out.
What can't you get from your girlfriend, a BJ?
Yeah.
Why? Because of the leakage?
Yeah.
Is it a large volume leakage?
Well, it seems to be about, I'll give it a minute or two, and it'll be fine. But then after that, it just starts leaking out. It's not real high, but she says it's thick, and I don't really want her doing it because when she tries doing it, she gags on it.
That's nice.
Because of the leakage.
Well, this is you, Jason.
How about you bust a Q-tip off in there?
I suppose you could try Kegel exercises. You know, you could do these exercises where you contract the muscles in the floor of the pelvis, like the muscles you would use to interrupt the flow of urine. Do that and hold it to a count of 10 and release it and hold it and then do 10 quick ones. Do multiple sets of that throughout the day. That might help a little bit. But for the most part, people have their own sort of biology with this. You know, Adam dries a bone.
Yeah, especially during this weather.
Jason Leakey.
Yeah.
She told me that there was a pill out there at a novelty store that would make it taste like cherries. Is that true?
No.
No. Why don't you just take it and tell her, yeah.
Bogus call.
Okay. Yeah.
I haven't been out.
Yeah,
bogus call.
Yeah, you know, women really, I don't know, I've never spoke to a woman that had a serious issue with the bad gasket. It makes sense that they would, but they don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's thin, tasteless fluid.
In the mix, you don't know it.
Right.
I mean, it's like if someone spit in your salad and then mixed it all up. As gross as it sounds, you'd never taste
it.
You wouldn't know,
yeah.
Yeah, and it is sort of in amongst all the other muck that's going on in there.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's good times.
Good times, yeah.
Carmen?
Yes?
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up? Oh, you're calling from Alaska.
Yes, I am.
What's the temperature up there?
It's about 30 degrees.
That's
actually warm right now.
Whatever it is, we wish we were there.
Let me tell you how to completely and utterly obsessed and insane I'm going with this heat. I was my air conditioning downstairs is on the fritz, so it was 90 in the house when I walked in at 6, and with the windows open and fans blowing, it got down to 85. Inside as I left, which is just slow, sort of my brain is cooking in its own juices. But I turned on the TV and I was scrolling through the menu and I saw Behind Enemy Lines, which is a movie where the guy gets shot down in his F-15 in like Bosnia. Yeah. And I thought to myself, I'd seen this movie before. I'm going to keep moving. Then I thought, wait a minute, it's snowing there. It's snowing in Bosnia. I've seen this movie. I switched it on just to watch Owen Wilson trek through the snow. I was like, oh, look at him. He's in the snow. Oh, there's steam coming out of his mouth. He's got a jacket. What's that thing he's wearing? Honey, come in the room. What's that thing with the sleeves? A jacket. He's got a jacket on. Oh, and gloves. Oh, you are so lucky with that 30 degrees.
No, I hate it.
Oh, yes. Oh, Carmen, yes.
And thank God. It's the only thing I like about Drew. He can't stand the heat, just like me. Calls me in the middle of the day and wants to complain about the heat.
I just want to share the misery. And I'm angry with everybody else for not being as upset as we are. I understand that.
I'll tell you the guys I want to take a swing at is the people you go, is this heat? Is it driving you crazy? And they go, what? And you go, it's oppressive. This heat's crazy, isn't it? And they go, it's pretty hot today then, right? Wasn't hot yesterday. Yeah, no, it's been steaming for 5 days. Oh, I've been indoors a lot. Like, you go, you just want to strangle the person? Like, what? You haven't noticed? What are you, a lizard?
Yeah.
You haven't noticed that it's miserable? All right, sorry, baby doll.
That's
what's
okay.
Up? Yeah.
What's your question?
My question is, every time after I have sex, it stings when I go to the bathroom.
Well, that's irritation of the urethra, and that can be an infection or it can just be local trauma. But does it keep hurting when you pee for a few days, or do you have to urgency?
No,
to pee?
Like right after I go to the bathroom.
Just right after. Yeah, so that's just some irritation of the urethra. And provided that doesn't continue, that's probably no big deal.
Okay, I also have another question.
Yeah?
Okay, is it true that guys get jealous if their girlfriend buys a dildo?
No, they don't get jealous, they get scared.
Well...
My boyfriend says, are you trying to replace me because I bought one the other day because I'm going
scared.
On vacation.
He's scared, he's not jealous. He feels he can't keep up.
Where are you going on vacation?
Minnesota and Idaho. I'm
going
to go see my friend in
it's
college
south.
In Idaho.
Minnesota.
Yeah, getting some of that balmy 55-degree weather. Oh, man. Yeah, your boyfriend's how old?
He's 21.
Yeah, it can freak you out a little when you're 21. But look, you stick by your guns.
Guys are a little afraid of women's sexuality anyway. It's the woman that's actually taking care of her sexuality. It's like, well, what else might she do with it?
21-year-old guys are a little bit freaked out whenever a woman... does anything, yes, that's sexual, that is not directed at him.
Exactly.
Wholly directed
100%,
at him.
100%,
yeah.
Yes. Like blinders, like focused on him.
Yeah, but then has also, the same guy has a lot of energy about wanting to see you make out with your friend.
Right.
And then can
then
also turn
out,
that back on you again.
Yeah,
it's a weird mixed message that'll just, they're horrible. All right, Drew, 28 days later.
28 days later, the DVD came out today, the 21st. If those of you are hearing us tomorrow, it's the 22nd, came out yesterday. So you can get 28 days later on DVD with the three alternative endings. And as it has been for the last couple nights and up through the 23rd, we will be enrolling everyone in a contest who gets on the show who's over 18 and giving each of them one of these DVDs. And on the 26th, we will pick the winner, and the winner will get 28 days at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Las Vegas.
Yes. Yeah. And you can use them all yourself, or you can have someone else use them.
And a plane ticket to get to that hotel.
Yeah. Or you can see, what I'll do is I'll alternate. I'll use, like, all the odd numbers.
Just for the person? Or if you win?
If I win, I'm going to win.
Oh, that's right.
We already agreed not talk about it on the air, but we're going to draw my name out of the thing.
Right.
I'm going to win, and then I'm either going to use all odd numbers of the 28 days,
or
I'm going to sell off my stuff. I'm going to book it.
Got it.
Okay, buddy.
Good time.
Let's take a little break. What do you say?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back right after this. Hey.
Hey, buddy. Let's burn through some calls here, huh?
Hey, buddy boy. Phone number 1-800-LVE-191. Oh, it's cold. Kayla?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm all screwed up, and I think it has to do with my past, but I need to know how to stop what I've been doing.
What are you doing?
Well, I've, like, slept with, like, a lot of guys.
How many?
I stopped counting at, like, 13.
Yeah. No, you didn't. How many? You stinking whore.
It's not that you didn't stop. Listen, go ahead and start counting tonight.
Yeah, every chick knows how many guys she's been with, especially 16-year-olds. Now, how many?
I ballpark figure I'd say somewhere around 15 guys.
So you stopped counting 2 guys ago?
Well, something like that, yeah.
All right, I'm putting you on hold until you give me exact number. All right?
Okay.
All right. Everyone knows how many people they've slept with, especially 16-year-olds. They know.
Yeah.
You don't want to answer, that means you're pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I'm in a bad mood tonight. All
right.
I don't go for these snot-nosed kids bothering me, Drew.
I know that.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
All right.
You'll feel guilty soon enough.
I don't care. Sky?
Hi.
You're 24?
Yeah.
What's up?
I am curious about female genital reconstructive surgery because one of my left labia minora hangs down a little far, and it causes discomfort in some clothing or if I don't wear underwear. And so I was wondering if I were to get it trimmed down.
Yeah. Well, why don't you wear underwear, by the way, if this is a problem?
Well, even with underwear, it can cause some discomfort. So.
All right. Maybe your left leg's shorter. That happened to me with my sack.
I don't know.
Turned out the sack was fine. I was just leaning to that side.
Huh. I thought the sack was pulling you to that side.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
that's what it was. I knew something was up. Yeah, how much is it? Like, if I'm just looking, if I kneel down and I'm eye level with your vulva, how much lower?
Well, it's just a little bit lower than the outer lips, but it's definitely, it's definitely visible.
And just the one side?
Well,
just one side.
But one side is lower.
Yes.
But both sides are visible.
I know, but why would she answer with it's just a little more visible?
Cause
how much lower is the one side
than the other?
Well, I've never really measured, but it's noticeably lower.
All right, hold on.
You're gonna
push
this one
to a third call. Just want to know.
All right, we'll go back and get the rest of it.
I don't mean a prick.
Yeah.
I just want someone to give me a number.
Okay.
I want a number.
All
right. That's all. I said I've squatted down. I said I'm eye level. I'm looking straight at it. How much lower is it?
You've always made the point that women can't.
You can see the part from the inside sticking out.
You've always made the point that women can't give measurements, though.
They do give measurements. They're just all over the place.
Okay,
all right. They're crazy measurements. Now, this is why they can't park or drive. This is why when they have 5 feet on each side of their car and they could just go through on the right turn lane, they don't do it because they don't think they can make it. Because the 5 foot on each side looks like 5 inches to them, and they're going to scrape their mirrors. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't have size perception or aspect ratio or whatever it is.
For some people.
Yes.
Adam.
Who, me?
Hmm?
Or Drew? Eric?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I'm just using you as a
decoy.
Yes. You're just a pawn in our game to attempt to get numbers from women. Kayla.
Yeah.
How many guys have you slept with?
13 exactly.
Oh.
Wow.
Interesting.
All righty.
You were right for stopping counting at 13.
You should have stopped counting at 13. Drew stopped counting his kids at 3.
Yeah, amazing the way that works.
Yep. All right. So, Kayla.
And what happened growing up?
Well, my mom told me that when I was between 6 months and 2 years of age that I was molested by one of her boyfriends.
Oh, Drew, now I feel bad.
Fabulous.
I don't remember any of it. I remember some incidents, like going to the bathroom and him being in there. But other than that, I don't remember anything.
Do you have any bad dreams or anything?
No, not really. But I've been raped 3 times.
Yeah, that's all part of having been a victim.
Sorry about the hold part, baby.
All right, so what is your question? You want to do something about this?
Yeah, I every time after I sleep with a guy, I feel really bad. I feel like a slut.
Yeah.
Do you have a decent experience ever? Do you like being sexual with a guy?
No, not really. It doesn't ever do anything for me. I just lay there and take.
Don't you think it's weird that you would do something like that does nothing for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trevor, what? Hold on a second, Kayla. What about this component to this horrible component to the human psyche where if you feel bad, you have to make yourself feel worse?
Yeah.
And we always look at it as a sort of behavior that can't be stopped. But I just mean, you know, there's times when you eat something, you're on a diet and you're trying to do well, and then you have a slice of pie and you feel like an idiot and you're full. Yeah. And so you eat another piece. Right. Like, what is that pounded in part?
I don't know.
People do it with food.
Yeah.
Kayla does it with sex. People do it with drugs. I mean, that they'll do it. You're trying to quit smoking, drinking, whatever. You actually will. You'll feel ashamed. You'll get in this like shame spiral.
Yep.
I hate to say it. You'll have to sort of almost keep it going in a horrible negative way.
It's exactly one of the theories as to why people do that. That shame is what motivates it.
Why do you have to pile on yourself?
Because you're punishing yourself for being bad. You're shaming. You're so shamed. You're trying to manage the shame.
All right. And so it's like you're doing something about it and that you're punishing yourself?
Yeah, it's somehow gratifying. Deprivation and sort of, you know, self-abuse becomes an expression of self-loathing when you feel shame.
All right.
But here, listen, Kayla, go get a book by a guy named Patrick Carnes, okay?
Okay.
Start with one called, I think it's called Don't Call It Love. And read some of his stuff about sexual addiction, sexual compulsions. I think it'll speak loudly to you. Okay.
I like to recommend The Phantom Tollbooth because it's the only book I've ever read. Yes, there's a dog with a clock in its stomach. It's called Tock. Yeah, I thought that was clever when I was 11, but now not so funny anymore.
No.
All right. Hey, Kayla.
Uh huh.
All right, a little therapy, huh, baby doll? You sound relatively well put together considering what's happened to you, though.
Lately, I've been going through what my friends say. I've been going through depression.
Yeah.
Because, I haven't, my dad, he's an alcoholic, and he moved to Reno.
Uh-oh.
I haven't seen him but a little bit, and my mom was a really big drug addict, and
any
time I hear a guy's moved to Reno or Florida or Nevada, there's trouble.
Germany,
Germany. All right, listen, Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
I swear you may feel depressed, you may feel insane, but the fact that you're calling and asking these questions, speaking openly about your past, and being just sort of wanting answers to questions that a lot of people won't even ask for most people for another 5 or 8 years is a good sign.
Go read some of these books. Patrick Carnes.
You got to heal yourself, but read these books and do what Drew says and get some therapy. And don't act out. Then just stop yourself and get strength from not.
The amazing difference between men and women. Men are having sex because they really want to.
Right.
Women, most of the time, are kind of, whatever.
Well, 30% of the time it's because they want to, and then there's the other 70, which is anywhere from I was repeatedly raped by my stepdad
to
I just want the guy to hold me and tell me he loves me after he drops his load on my belly.
Yeah. Nice.
Hey, it's a good time.
It is a good time. You want to talk to Skye, see if she has a labial measurement for you?
Yes. All right, I'm going to give Skye a chance here. Skye.
Hi.
One of your labias hangs down lower than the other.
Right.
Okay, I am kneeled down. I am eye to labia on you. We were standing on level ground.
Okay.
It's the right side or the left side?
It's the left side.
Left side. How much further does it hang down?
From the other one or from the outer lips?
From the other one.
I'd say about 4 to 5 centimeters.
And how much from both of them?
Oh, jeez. I got to get the metric. Come on. We're in the United States. We don't deal with the metric system here.
Two-thirds of an inch?
Standard. Like standard.
An inch. About probably an inch. Approximately an inch.
And how much do they both hang out?
Well, only the left one hangs out.
Okay,
and I
got it. All right,
okay,
got
but
it.
Wait a minute. If only the left one hangs...
Right,
why does she keep saying...
Lower, 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 yeah.
Well,
lower
yeah,
than.
Why does she keep... Why does she... She's saying that her left labia hangs low. I keep saying how much lower, and she says inner or outer.
Yeah.
Well, why does she keep saying that? And then goes on to say only the left side comes out.
Yep.
What does that mean?
She's screwing with you.
And then with her goddamn centimeters, like a communist.
All
like
right,
a
what's her question?
Communist.
She wants a surgery? Maybe Dr. Alter.
It's not an inch. Inch is a lot.
Yeah.
Inch is healthy.
I was thinking two-thirds, but that's probably what she was.
Sky, inch is real healthy.
Well, you know, I'm talking about the inner lips and then the outer lips, right? There's like the outside
yes,
the vulva
yes.
and then in the inner lips.
Yes.
So that's from that. From the outer vulva, my left inner lip only hangs down like maybe a centimeter, a little more. But my other inner lip, it's quite a bit longer than that. I'd say maybe close to an inch.
If you remember, we had a plastic surgeon on here a couple months ago, and he's named Dr. Alter, and he does the reconstruction of this area, and he claims very good results, very minimal side effect.
Right.
And, he can turn you into a dude, too, while you're there. I mean, let me tell you one. An inch is you sticking your tongue out of your mouth about halfway.
Yeah. Is it that far? Maybe a little less than an inch.
Shocking.
Maybe three quarters, but it is a pretty big difference. I'd say three quarters and one inch.
Yeah, but it's not that there's a difference. Is that one side's hanging out?
Yes,
that's what it is.
Right. But I still can't figure out the part where she.
I know. Don't do it. Your head will explode. You'll combust. Talk to Orion about the heat. You'll feel better.
Okay. I got to talk to someone about something other.
Don't. Stop it. Next call. 94. Real quick. Orion.
Adam.
What's happening?
Dude, I totally feel you on the heat, man.
Oh, my God.
You have no idea.
Oh, no,
I
do.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You have a pretty good idea, actually, because when you're explaining it, I understand.
92 degrees in my bedroom at 6 this evening.
Dude, in my car, it's 120 in my car, man.
I'm going insane. And a pox on all those who aren't bothered by it. May you be bothered by something like cancer.
Dude, I came from San Francisco, the north, like the up north. And it's like, right now, I'm wishing I was back home so bad.
You're in the valley. You're in Pasadena.
I'm in Pasadena, but I live out of my van, so it's just killing me right now.
It was 102 today in Pasadena.
But it was hotter in a weird
I know.
Misery factor index.
Yeah.
The S index was through the roof. I don't know what it is.
Well, the Santa Ana winds, the wind blows in the wrong direction and doesn't. It's like up in the air, doesn't get down.
We haven't gotten a
sea
drop
level here.
Of rain in this filthy, dusty city for like 7 months, and it's just, I'm ready to go nuts. I want weather. I want something. I want some lightning.
Come travel with me. Let's go do some colleges.
I'm traveling.
Come on.
I'm doing some colleges.
Let's do it.
All right, that's it. Drew, let's go.
Let's go from this point on.
Let's go do a college. What's the nearest college that's north?
Alaska.
Let's go to Alaska. Let's just go to Humboldt or UC Davis or something. All right, we'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. We just found out they're giving out iPods here at the radio station.
Really?
I don't know. I haven't gotten so much as a T-shirt.
You do every.
Been here 9 years. I got a knapsack 3 years ago.
Yeah, a knapsack and a T-shirt.
I thought I was supposed to be getting mountain bikes and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about the payola and the graph and all that good stuff?
Well, I went to Knott's Berry Farm. It was great.
I know, but you gotta mention Knott's Berry Farm 40 times on the air and blow the guy who fixes the the zipper.
Like extreme, yeah.
Yeah, in order to get a couple of passes for you and the tykes. I mean, that ain't no big deal. I'm talking about stuff, you know? Like a Jeep and a mountain bike or something. What about all that stuff where someone, you know, those promotions, a DJ gets the car for 6 months and he reports how much he likes it?
You do that kind of crap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Let him for your own show, for somebody else's show.
Huh?
You want to talk to Orion again? You're done with him.
I'm done with him. Other than Orion. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, okay, bye. Good. I feel his pain. Let me tell you how crazy I am. I'm walking around the house. My house is so mother effing hot inside that I'm shutting off. I shut the little light on the hood above the stove because as I'm walking around, I'm thinking,
you feel it.
That's a source of heat.
Yeah.
That produces heat. That's burning a couple of watts an hour. I got to flip that thing off. That is some form of heat. I'm going nuts, Drew. I'm going insane. I want some weather. I want something. I want to put on some goddamn sweatpants just once.
I know.
I want to see some steam kind of out of my mouth. I want some weather. What's going on with this crap? I'm moving.
We got to move, yeah.
That's it. We're moving.
We got to move.
They're out of here. Tonight, we're going to Humboldt. Who's with us?
I'm with you.
Toby? You with me?
I'm with you.
Oh, you're in Santa Barbara. Cry me a river. What
yeah,
was it? 70,
good too.
73 there today with a nice offshore breeze.
Hey, you know, for winter, I can't complain.
Yeah.
Although they get a lot of the smog when we get to Santa Ana.
Good.
I hope you get acid rain. Yeah, but I like the fog.
You don't like the heat. No, smog.
I hope you get our acid rain. I heard about that guy who went over Niagara Falls today. I was jealous.
You were jealous?
I really was. Oh. Picture Niagara Falls with that mist of water, that constant, that flowing water. And this is, we got hot and cold running dirt. It's all we got is sand and dirt and grit. It's like this whole goddamn scene is turning into like a Gatorade commercial for me. Like I just feel like I'm starring in my own Gatorade commercial. I'm just walking around, I'm mopping my brow, I'm looking out, I'm seeing the heat coming off the asphalt, I'm seeing the dust blow around, I mop my brow again, I look up at the sun. I'm waiting for some director just to yell cut and get me out of this Gatorade commercial. What happened to Toby? Toby?
Hey.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Well, let's see. Adam, maybe you've run into this before. All right. On a good week, like, you know, when I'm getting some, I'll masturbate 2 times, 3 times a week.
Uh-huh.
Dry week is more like 5 or 6. But one out of pretty much every 7 times, I'll finish, and I'll go to bed, you know, all proper. I'll wake
all
up
proper.
The next morning, and my cock is inflated to the size of a small sausage. Like, the foreskin just swells up.
Was that not the strangest series of expressions?
I thought it was.
The way he said it was like, huh?
Yeah.
Shocking.
And by the way, this heat, can't even masturbate. Not because because I'm so depressed.
Oh.
I'm depressed. You
You're
understand?
Despaired.
I'm despair.
Yeah.
I'm suicide. I should be on suicide watch.
I'm hurting for you.
Come over and watch me commit suicide, Drew.
So, Toby, are you uncircumcised?
I am not.
Yeah, so you just inflame things, inflame the foreskin, and, you know, it swells. That's what happens.
Really? That's pretty normal.
Oh, it's not pretty normal. Oh, did I hear something?
I thought I heard a smoke detector go. Toby?
No smoke detector.
What did we just hear?
I don't know. The phone's kind of fuzzy. I'm kind of far from where it's connected to the jack.
Where
it's a portable phone.
Where do you live?
An SB.
No. And you live in a house, apartment?
Yeah, I live in a house.
Your parents' house?
Yeah.
Are you walking around right now?
No, sitting down.
All right, good.
Do they change the smoke detector batteries over there?
Yeah, we've only got one, and it's on the far side of the house.
Okay.
Oh, that's what we heard.
Yeah, that's the phone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the phone, yeah.
All right. All right, so maybe start sleeping on his back or something.
No, just stop. Just working himself over.
Four, 5 times a week.
Yeah,
nothing
but, but he's doing something. Maybe he's using the wrong lubricant or something. He's doing something to inflame himself.
He's got to step up to a quality lube. Can't be using a shaving cream or Prel or...
you know, I've been working with these Trojan people, and they're coming up with a new thing that's it's like warm, but it's a lubricant, but it's very like aqueous, like water.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting.
Anyway, it's not very viscous.
Not very viscous, but lubricating.
Stays on.
And warm.
And warm.
Yeah. But not burning.
Yeah.
Like heat without burn.
I want something cold, though, Drew. I want to pack my dork and ice. I want to just walk. I want to take a bucket of ice and drop it down my pants so I can get through the day.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Let's go to break.
You want to know what a retard I am?
I do.
Yeah. I was at work today, and I'm wearing the shirt I'm wearing now. And now, you know, I go on these Jags where I go, there's certain shirts that seem like they have a breast pocket, or they should have a breast pocket, certain cuts, button-up shirts with a collar and stuff. They just 99% of them have one, and then once in a while you get one that doesn't. Yes. You refuse to accept it. You take your sunglasses off. You keep yes. sliding it down your nipple, of trying course. To grab, and it's not there. I did that today. I was like, I don't understand why this shirt doesn't have a breast pocket. It's got the buttons. It's got the thing. It's short sleeve. It's cotton. Now, why do they do this? There should be some kind of law. Oh. And somebody pointed out to me that the shirt was on inside out.
Oh.
And then I turned it right side in, and lo and behold, the pocket.
Hey, quickly before we go to break, I got to mention again that the 28 Day Later's promotion still goes on tonight. And those of you who are over 18 that get on the show will get a free DVD of 28 Days Later. And then you'll be enrolled in the contest to see who wins the 28 Days at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Las Vegas. We will pick the winner on the 26th, and this contest will run through the 23rd.
All right. I can't think anymore of the heat. And we'll be back after this. Everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, ready to rock here, Drew?
Yeah.
Let's go, buddy.
All right, buddy.
All right, let's go. We stick together.
All right,
we're strong. We're stronger together.
Yeah.
Eric.
Hey.
You're 16.
Yeah.
What's up?
Sorry, I had to put on the tape recording thing, and I walked.
Yeah.
I'm still tape Family Guy.
Yeah,
oh, of
nice.
Course.
Show.
Which show is it tonight?
It's the one where Adam, like, or like, not Adam, Peter is like, he embarrasses Meg, and so Meg leaves the family, and then they make a whole stupid, whole TV show about it.
That right, one where don't talk.
Yeah.
Hi, right, buddy. We'll watch that one when we get home, okay, Drew?
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
All right, what's up, buddy boy?
I've been having trouble with, like, chicks. I don't know what to do. I have, like, no
Hold on. I gotta scrape Drew up off of the carpet.
Drew, no!
Get up, buddy. Come on. You're flabbergasted, Woo! Aren't you?
Shocked.
I can't believe it.
Especially the way he spins those yarns, the way he uses command of language.
Silver-tongued devil like yourself. I can't believe you don't have the ladies eating out of your hand.
Just poetry just pours forth.
Yeah. So, Eric, what's the problem in your estimation?
I don't know. Like, this one chick, I gave her, like, two letters. Like, I can write friggin' poems like you would not believe. I could.
Yeah, oh, that's what I'm saying.
Come up with poems, like, just right at the top of my head that would make chicks fall in love with me. And
well, now, hold on. Now, let me see if I can put, hold on a second there.
Do you want to hear
one? Yeah, what about we get Zoe on the phone and see if...
No, we need at least get a 16-year-old.
Maybe we get Tara?
Tara? No, we need line 5, get another 16-year-old line 5, 15,
yeah.
16-year-old.
We'll see if we can get a love connection. And then we'll let you, bust a little rhyme for whoever we get on there. All right, so there's a girl at school you like?
Yeah, I've liked her for a long time, seriously. And
Yeah, of course.
Like, the first time she saw me like that, and she goes no to my friend like that, because he came up and talked to her for me and like put down the bus.
She's probably scared of the feeling she has for you.
I don't even think she hardly knows me like that.
There you go.
That's
Eric.
That's what I meant, actually. So what's up?
No, because I go over there I can't talk to her, but she's like the shy person. So and then
shy.
Then my her friend came
you
up.
Wrote her a letter though, right?
Yeah,
poem.
Like three of them.
Do you have any of them? You remember them?
Nah, I tossed them away. She gave them back to me like in class. She had one of her friends give them back to me, so I wanted to burn them and stomp them.
Bad sign.
Right, what is your question, Eric? Yeah. What is your question?
I don't have no confidence. I don't know what to do, but she.
All right, Adam, give
all right, let's
talk.
Try to break. Let's break it down now, buddy. Hey, get a hand in, okay?
Yeah.
Let's get that hand in. All right. Now, look, you're 16, you're spaz on wheels. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I've heard you for the last 30 seconds. You're super spaz. But that's all right.
That's good.
Yeah. You know that. That keeps you hungry. The day I don't look in the mirror and see a spaz staring back is the day I lose the eye of the tiger. Do you understand me, Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I keep my edge. That's how I stay hungry. And that's going to be the same for you. Now, what are you good at besides writing really crappy poetry to chicks who don't care?
It's like weird because I'm really like special ed at school and I have like a lot of special ed classes. But when it comes to instruments, I picked up on guitar like Yngwie Malmsteen and Stephen Vai like in 3 years. And I'm playing when I play drums, I can do anything John Bonham can do. And
really?
I've been playing for like 1 year.
They call that Asperger syndrome.
With like music and stuff. But,
you don't read social stuff. That's perfect. Yeah. Perfect because the Brainiac guys, they couldn't get their finger wet in a whorehouse, whereas a retard can play the drums like a chimp and there's more poontang than he knows what to do with, right, Drew?
There you go.
That's how God works,
by the
way.
That's
the name
of your new book, too.
Yes. All right, so Eric, you need to focus on those things, like the guitar. How about starting a band?
I've been trying to start a band. I can sing great, too, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of songs do you do?
I do a lot of, like if you ever heard of, like, Ben Harper and Jack Johnson, like, soft music.
Sure. I know Ben Harper.
Yeah, well,
go ahead.
Ben Harper, he rocks.
Sing a little Ben Harper for us.
I don't really know his songs. I know like.
Well, no, I know you wouldn't know somebody that you mentioned as an example of an influence
know,
of yours musically.
I just don't know hardly his words because I don't really listen to him more than I listen to Jack Johnson.
All right, how about some Jack Johnson?
I know, like Jimmy Buffett song.
How about some Jimmy Buffett?
All right. Mother, mother, ocean, I have heard you call. I wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall.
A little margarita.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, nothing wets a 16-year-old's panties like a little Jimmy Buffett. Yeah, a lot of parrot heads running around in the 10th grade these days. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
Yeah.
Do a little Margaritaville.
I don't know if I remember that song.
Not familiar with that one. This is more obscure Buffett song.
I'm more of like I know Led Zeppelin songs a lot, but I can't hit those high notes like that.
You do. All right. Do you have the guitar nearby?
Little Houses of the Holy?
It's electric, yeah. And it's a piece of crap.
Okay.
It's all broken and crap.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me talk to Drew.
All right.
Okay.
No,
it's fine. I'm just wondering how good is he on the drums and the guitar?
If the singing was what it was, is that what you're sort of judging?
Buffett's tough. Buffett, because anyone who's been S-faced and tried to knock out a little, stepped
karaoke
on a pop rock and blew out my flip-flop and knows how difficult Buffett can be. Buffett's tough to do sober. What is it with those people that love Buffett, by the way? Like the fat, bald guy in the Hawaiian shirt just banging out these sort of trite, well-traveled cliches. Like, huh? No?
I don't get it.
Now he's going to write books? What is that? Is it stupid people that are in their 50s who want to act young or something? Like, I never could figure out the Jimmy Buffett thing.
Yeah.
All right, so this guy's got billions of dollars. Who are we talking to, Eric?
Zoe? Let's keep moving.
I know. Eric. And I'm going to give you a chance to talk to Zoe and bust a little freestyle rhyme, all right?
All right.
A little love poem?
Yeah.
All right, so hold on a second. Hey, how do we do this where we punch up two people?
I'm not entirely sure. Let's try this and that.
Well, if we hang up on Eric.
No, didn't work.
Do we hang up on Eric?
Yeah, that means we can't do it.
All right, no big deal. I'm over that.
Let me do it. We'll do it.
All right, yeah, Anderson will do it. Here's the thing, all you spazzy 16-year-old guys out there. The only advice anyone can give you on how to get chicks is to get better at something that you're good at.
Just worry about your own S. Develop it.
Yes, if you focus, if you look at how can I get more chicks by focusing on more chicks, it'll never work.
One of the advantages, though, that men have in being men is that they can improve their number, as it were.
Right.
They can improve their lot in life and thereby be more attractive.
That's
right. It's unfortunate that women can't do the same thing. They can to a certain extent, but men really can change things dramatically that way.
Right.
In terms of how they appear to women.
Thank you. All right. Eric, is Eric still there?
Yeah, he's there. So is Zoe.
All right. Zoe, you there?
Yep.
All right. You have an open relationship, boyfriend's head. All right, Zoe, you're a 19-year-old woman?
Yep.
You like boys, do you?
Yeah, I tend to like boys.
I don't know if you've been listening to the mysterious, musically inclined Eric. Even though he's in the retard classes, it doesn't mean he doesn't know what the ladies like.
I definitely was listening to the vocal stylings of Eric over here.
He's good. He's real good. And as a 19-year-old, I know you love Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, absolutely. He's great.
All right, so Eric.
Yeah.
How about, Mary, you're telling us at the top of the call that you can bust a little freestyle rhyme,
yeah,
a little poetry, off the cuff, as it were, for the ladies. Obviously, they eat it up with a fork and spoon, so how about a little something for Zoe?
All right, let me think. She's a beautiful girl. Okay, so I'm going to call her Princess. Oh, my princess, I give my heart so true. As I rest my lips upon yours, my love belongs to you. But I fear one kiss is not enough. I hope to give my whole world to show thee my love. Was the fragrant sky above?
Oh, okay, that's enough. Now keep going, Eric.
The fragrant sky.
You're good. You're doing good.
Like the beautiful ground below, or the fragrant sky above, when, like the angel when it meets the dove's eye.
He's gay.
Wow.
Maybe we gotta do it a little.
Yeah.
A little
now. Now here's what I want you to do, Eric. I want you to do the exact same thing, but don't put a question mark behind each word. Do you know what I mean? I want you to underline each word. I want you to sell it, because I think Zoe's starting to soften up just a little bit.
Like
I want
so,
you to
like,
try it again, and I want you to really sell it, all right?
Like what?
I want you to sell your words. I don't want
like
you to put a question mark behind it.
Tell them what you're
going to
do. Like...
No. No, I mean, what
watch
I want
how
you
Drew
to do...
Does it.
Some feeling, some passion.
Music cues, I sues and abuse.
Yeah, yeah. Watch. Listen what Drew does. Go ahead, Drew.
Yeah, I'm going to be underlining every
go
word.
Ahead.
Class. Sues, I sues, I abuse, I cues, I abuse, I sues, I.
What?
Sues.
Yeah.
My kisser.
Uh-huh.
My kisser, I zee.
That's right. All right.
It's always like my kisser.
All right, you hear that, Eric?
It's like my zoom, yeah. My zee.
All right.
My zoom, zoom, zee.
All right, I want you to really feel it and believe it this time. Zoe?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on one second.
Just recover from my thing here now.
Eric?
Yeah.
Go ahead, one more time.
I don't understand what you mean. Like, just like.
Well, look, I want you to do it with feeling, you idiot.
Oh, that helps. Okay. So, like if you give me a chance, I know this will work. That'll. Keep... My love.
I won't prove to be such a jerk.
Yeah. I'll be true to you no matter what, as long as you be true to me.
Yeah, but Eric, do you hear what I'm saying? Which is
no, he doesn't hear his feelings.
All I'm hearing is the words come from you. I'm not feeling it. I want to feel it.
And act.
And action.
Act, right.
I know this and will work. I know this will work like that. Like,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you understand what I'm... What are you? How old are you? I'm just saying, I want the feeling. I want the emotion. That's what women respond to. Hold on. Zoe, you respond to the feelings, right? More than the words.
Oh, for sure.
All right. One more time, Eric. And action.
I know this will work. If you just give me the chance,
yeah.
You will see how great a man I am. It's not just me saying crap. It's true.
Yeah. Let it out.
If you give me that chance, I will show you the damn world.
And, yes!
And I will
the
show
rhyme,
you
though.
Heaven. I will show
care.
You anything you want, anything you desire, anything your heart desires, and you have to give me that chance like that.
Yeah, no, that's good. Don't end with like that and make it rhyme again.
Back to the poetry, yeah.
You get back to the rhyming part.
Now they're just declarations.
You're just begging to get laid at this point.
No, that doesn't...
Come on, baby, let me get your pants! It's been 11 years! All right, come on, one more with the rhyme and the feeling. Maybe we can get through the show, Drew. All right, the phones have cut out. Go ahead, Eric. One more time. Ready? And act.
I'm all out.
He's done. All right, you did a pretty good job.
All right, that was pretty solid.
All right, Eric. Good job.
All right, get rid of Eric. I hope that was important, Eric. I hope you learned something.
The world is your oyster. I mean, because that's all the world is.
Your oyster.
You see that?
It's your oyster.
But I said it with passion.
Yeah.
Zoe?
Yeah?
What's your problem, baby doll?
All right, so I got this boyfriend, for lack of a better word. I've been with him for a little over a year, maybe like a year and 3 months or so. And when I hooked up with him, he was with his ex-girlfriend, his now ex-girlfriend. And,
so he cheated on his ex-girlfriend with you?
No. It was a total, like, hippie open relationship kind of thing.
As far as he was concerned, we don't know what her version of that was.
No. We were very aware of what her version was because she was right there.
Ooh.
Yeah, for a while we were doing the like sharing a bed thing, and that was really interesting. And but then it got ugly, and we went our separate ways.
Yeah, that is not a hippie thing. That is crazy effed up relationships.
Well, hippies are crazy and effed up. Were you getting it on with her too?
No, but no.
Yeah, a little bit.
You would have liked to.
I would have liked to. He would have liked.
She would have liked to.
She would have liked to. Ooh,
yeah,
you're hot.
Yeah.
All right.
That is crazy stuff.
Ooh, you're calling from San Francisco?
Yeah.
How's the weather?
What was the weather like today?
Oh, it's great. It was like 60-something degrees.
Oh, my God. Oh, Zoe, stop.
Oh.
I have a hoodie on and some sweatpants, Adam.
Oh. I have to sleep nude with my ass cheeks pried apart with a number two pencil. Do you understand?
With a fan blowing on it.
I have the ceiling fan going. I have the air going. I have my cheeks spread apart with a number two pencil that's bending and making that sound where it's about to snap. Yeah. And I have a pulley on my ceiling with a piece of fishing string that keeps my sack up off my thighs. Otherwise, it'll spot weld to them. It is so goddamn hot in this city.
Ugh.
60-something degrees with a nice
bay
wind.
Breeze
nice
up the bay.
Nice bay wind blowing, huh?
Think of that Pac Bell
Stadium. Oh, you're going out. Oh, you're wearing them sweatpants, huh?
And a hoodie.
Hoodie! Probably using a muff. All right.
Oh, smoke a little pot. Too.
Smoke a little pot?
Zoe?
The phone keeps cutting out. Yeah. Do you smoke a little weed?
Yeah, here and there.
It's too hot to even smoke pot. I had to drink.
It's a little more than here and there, Zoe, because we hear it on you. But
I had
ahead.
To drink a pot smoothie today to get my weed.
That's
yeah,
rough.
Too hot
that's
to even light a match. All right, go ahead, Zoe.
Anyway, so there's a little bit of the background. So then after we hooked up and became officially boyfriend and girlfriend and all that.
Zoe.
Oh, Zoe had to drop the S-bomb on the air.
Yeah, we were doing so well, too.
We were. All my talking and her listening. And see what happens when you let people talk, Drew? They disappoint.
Yeah, always.
How many times I got to tell you?
Yeah, you're right.
Right, I kind of feel bad for Zoe. She's like a stoner. She's from San Francisco. She doesn't know the S-bomb is bad.
Bad boundaries. Bad boundaries.
Really?
Well, let's finish it.
Let's talk to her. All right, so Zoe, no more cussing, please.
I promise I will never do it again.
All right, so now you're with the same guy, and what's the problem?
Well, he's bringing up the open relationship thing again. Except this time it's more like he wants me to date other people. And so far throughout our entire relationship, you know, I've been monogamous because that's the way I am.
Zoe, let me translate. What he's telling you is, I'm done with this relationship, but I'd like to keep having sex with you. That is what he's telling you. As God is my witness, that is the message.
Well, at the same time, we're about to move in together.
No.
He would like to keep having sex with you.
Well, there's two things. I would like to start banging other chicks
people,
and continue banging you.
That's it. A.
Or B, I'm kind of done with this relationship.
Yeah. No, but he's kind of done and he'd like to continue.
Yeah, but I'm also just kind of done. Like, I'm doing the kind of thing that's going to get you to pipe up and go, oh, well, mister, you can take and pack your bags.
Yeah,
you know?
But he's used to these crazy relationships. He's had this with that last girlfriend.
All right, that's enough. What does this guy do? Does he wear a choker? I don't trust this guy.
What does he do for a living?
Various artistic endeavors.
No, one of those fags.
Yeah.
I don't like this guy. He's probably got some. Is that some sort of gay choker necklace he wears?
He has his nipples pierced. Does that count?
No.
With a chain between.
Can't stand these guys.
What do you mean it's fag?
You can be fag. You can be a fag and you know, be with chicks. One of these guys, super skinny, right?
No, he's actually really well built.
Oh, really? No, I really hate him.
He played football a lot when he was little.
No.
What?
I know. We've talked about this before. Like, you can have tremendous calves. We played a couple of years of Pop Warner from age 9 to age 11, and you're in your 30s now. Why do you have such nice calves, Vince? I played some Pop Warner. Wow, I've been working out for years. Can't get them to move. Yeah, should have played that Pop Warner ball.
For 12 months.
Right. All right. I hate this guy. Break up with him.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, nothing. If you have an ounce of dignity, you'll break up with him.
Okay,
it's not
going to
work.
Do
Don't move in with
options?
him. What?
Are there other options? Yeah, you can keep having sex with him and dating him and be miserable. And
yeah, everything he'll break your heart.
But do not move in. Do not. People
well,
like
what
this.
If I'm not miserable in an open relationship? I just want to consider.
No, you are.
You will be, Zoe.
You wouldn't even
you
call
will
us.
Be.
You will be. You will be because you're not as effed up as many of our callers.
Oh, I am. I just don't show it.
All right. Well, just get it. I'm telling you, this is you're heading for a fall, and you guys moving in is a horrible idea, especially since this guy's one of those artsy guys who doesn't do anything. You're going to have to.
He does plenty of stuff. He just doesn't do it on the.
You're going to be supporting the two of you.
No, he supports me, actually.
Oh,
I
really?
I don't do anything. I go to school.
All right. Well, soak this sap dry, then. And don't bother us, then, if you're just going to do what you're going to do. But believe me, here's the problem. Okay, here's what I'm going to say. There's a lot of just a-hole posers in this world.
Yeah.
They like you to think you're this kind of guy. I got a tribal tattoo.
But that's the problem, is that our world allows people like that their BS. It's like they're raps. Oh, really? Oh, you into open relationships? Oh, that nice.
I got this tribal tattoo here. This means strength. The second band means unity. Oh, shut up, you homo. Who are you kidding with your racks on the roof of your car and your goddamn mountain bikes and your tribal tattoos? I'm really into this. I'm really into spirituality. Want to do a bump of Coke? You want another cigarette? Really into this. Oh, shut up. I hate you posers. And yes, everybody buys your crap and your rap,
that's
by the
problem.
Way.
That's
everyone
the
buys
People
it.
Buy this
but here's
mess.
The part.
Yes.
It never works in a relationship because you don't have to convince anybody. You know what I mean? Like, these people, their whole life is about convincing people that they're artistic, that they're deep, that they're interested, that they're troubled, that they're spiritual. And it does, because people are half interested and they're half stupid, and it's easy to sell them all this crap. But then you get in a relationship and it doesn't work. You can't pass it. And the chicks try to do it, too. Hey, I'm from San Francisco. I'm Zoe. I like to smoke the weed. It's all cool. I'm attracted to the artist. No, man. I mean, I'm open. I'm not uptight. Yeah. Won't work. Try to fool yourself. You can't do it. On the outside, you may be the hippest, coolest, most progressive, most left-wing sort of transsexual. What do they call it now? Metrosexual. You may be everything. On the inside, everybody in a relationship, just super nerd.
Yeah.
That's all you are, and you can't fool yourself.
Yeah.
You try. It works for a couple months. You talk yourself into it. Doesn't work. Then you call this show. You try to talk us into it. Not going to work. Have fun. Move in with him. He'll start banging the neighbor. You see how long you last. Enjoy. Remember where you heard it. All right, we're taking a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
That's a nice sound. That's a nice effect.
Wasn't it this time last week I announced you I never get sick?
Yes.
Drew said.
And you wouldn't give me the flu. Well, let me
Drew
give
said,
the flu shot.
Let me give you a flu shot. And I said, I don't get sick.
Ever. Never. When was the last time I got sick?
I never get sick. Yeah. But the flu shot wouldn't have done any good for what I have.
Yeah, right.
I don't have the flu. Do
Branch
I?
Branch Davidians.
Now, the Branch Davidians...
Raelians.
The Raelians. Yeah. Drew and I were just talking about all these cults and the David Koresh's and the Joneses and the Branch Davidians and the Raelians now. And whenever they do a little bit of scratching beneath the surface, the one through line of all these cults is it's always a dude who's running the thing. It's always a dude. The guy's not 19.
No,
he's
never.
He's not in college.
Never.
He's never anything.
Yeah, he's never a servant alpha male.
Not much to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a guy who's in his later 40s, early 50s, kind of narrow around the shoulders and kind of rolled and skinny arms. The kind of guy got picked on a little bit in high school. Never was much with the ladies. Wasn't banging the captain of the cheerleaders. And so now the guy's in his 40s, and he's taking a look at his life, and he says, well, let's see. I'm a bus driver. I make $31,000 a year. I got a fat wife. I don't get laid much. How am I going to get laid? How am I going to bang an endless number of runaways? I got to bang runaways. I got to bang 14 and 15-year-olds. How am I going to do it? Start a cult. Every one of these cults, the through line is the one dude banging basically disenfranchised women. So here's the deal. You were in an abusive relationship because your dad abused you. You flee your abusive husband. You and your 13-year-old and your 9-year-old daughters. We welcome you into the cult with open arms. Before you know it, I'm teaming you and your daughters.
It's all the way back to Rasputin.
That's how it works, yeah. I got a boner. I got to start a cult. I got a full sack. I got to start a cult.
Please put that on a reel.
That's how they do it. And then every time they do one of these news stories, they sort of talk, oh, yay, he banged my 13-year-old daughters. But anyway, let's get back to the part where he's preaching the gospel. Yeah. You really don't want to just focus on the whole reason, the motivation behind the cult, which is find me a cult that was a chick leading it. Find me a cult that was a good-looking, strapping 22-year-old college quarterback type. Find me a cult where
even
it wasn't
Charles
just
Manson, that's all he was doing.
Yeah, every cult leader is a male who's interested in banging the bejesus out of multitudes of women and their daughters.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
How come, by the way, how come there's not much focus on that? Yeah, it's like, well, they believe that Martians came down. No, he believed he liked to bang people. In this other cult, he believed he was the prophet Jeb, who was then born into... he liked to bang 13-year-olds!
Jebediah Johnson.
Yes, he liked to bang the bejesus out of underage chicks. That's his belief system. Stop focusing on whatever retarded smokescreen he put up to get the chicks in. The rest of the stuff is just him getting chicks in there. It's always the same dude. It's 40-something-year-old guys who bang the bejesus out of underage. And look, they'll get a bullet in their head, or they die, or they burn. Good. 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 Ryan?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Rapists, retards. Please. Why is it when someone cracks a Bible and starts spouting some nonsense from it, somehow there's some validity there? Well, in his belief system, and what about his belief system? Guy had a tumor the size of a dodo egg in his head that just made him bang 13-year-olds and spout grandiose crap from the Bible. Please. Someone should have put a bullet in his head years ago. Should have put it in his head when he was in high school, all those idiots. Thank you. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, I got two quick questions. My girlfriend forgets to take a pill one day. If she forgets to take the pill.
Yeah.
Like just one day.
She's on birth control pill.
Right, right.
And if she skips a pill,
what's that?
She should double up the next day, and you should use a condom for the rest of the month.
For the rest of the month?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she doubles down on the pill the next day.
So the rest of the month, though, it's just like 9 days? How many days in October? 31?
Yeah, she doesn't necessarily 31. Start on the first of the month, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Started the pill when she started the pill.
Is it sad that I'm 39 and I don't know there's 31 days in October?
No. Took me till about 39 to figure that out.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What else I've looked forward to learning?
spring forward, fall back.
What was that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm moving to Canada soon.
Yeah. Oh, man, it was probably cool there today.
Look where he is now.
Oh, yeah.
In Tucson.
Why moving to Canada?
What?
Why moving to Canada?
I'm going to college up there.
Wants to jump them falls.
Is it going to McGill or something? Where are you going to school?
I'm going to go to a specialty school for graphic design and visual effects.
Huh.
Nice. How hot was it in Tucson today?
100, probably. Near 100. It's pretty damn hot.
It's hotter here.
No. Yeah, more miserable here than in Tucson. But please, you got to be retarded to live in Arizona. Horrible hot state.
Yeah,
all right, move to Canada like a human being.
Yeah, you all, there's Loveline on up there.
Is it on up there?
Yeah.
In Vancouver.
Is it? Well, that's
suddenly, did suddenly Ryan come from Australia?
No.
Suddenly,
I thought he came from Canada. He sounded Canadian.
Okay.
I came from Virginia.
Okay.
My question, you're going to my PECA.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, I don't know where we're on in Canada.
Vancouver?
Yeah. And maybe you could...
That's where we got in trouble.
Because of the Holocaust thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holocaust.
Yeah, don't.
Do we want to get in it?
No.
No. Okay, we got into trouble because of somebody... Oh, who cares? It's something to do with the Holocaust, but as usual, we're making fun of...
We're making fun of people for not understanding how horrible this was, not having any understanding of the history.
Ended up getting us in trouble in Vancouver?
Yeah.
All right, no other part of Canada?
Well, it was the Canadian Broadcasting Group that.
Can't you pick stuff up from I don't know, Detroit?
Yeah, you can come maybe over to
where are you going in Toronto. Canada? Toronto.
Vancouver. Yeah.
He's from Australia again.
What happened?
My question is, you're going to my pecker.
Listen, Mick, what's going on with that dialect of yours?
Say Vancouver. Vancouver.
Vancouver. I'm going to Vancouver.
Okay. Something happened. All right. So go there and try to find us. And if you can't find us, what do you go on the internet or something?
I guess, yeah.
What can you do on the internet?
I think Portland has it on the internet. KNRK.
Do something on the internet.
Will do.
All right, buddy.
Good times.
I think there's like some websites you could hear like drops and stuff.
What?
No, once in a while, my wife comes home and tells me there's internet stuff.
How does she know about it?
She looks for it or something.
She looks for our show on the internet?
This is all these websites and stuff. Like, you know, unofficial stuff.
Huh.
Quotes and audio drops and all that kind of stuff.
She's pretty busy over there at ABC, I guess. So she's looking around for...
No, believe me. I don't want to get into it. But here's where all sources of arguments happen with men and women, you know. My wife's in New York a couple weeks ago for some reason... Here's, by the way, why chicks don't get paid as much as guys either. Every chick I've ever known can just sort of magically take off work whenever she wants. Have you noticed this, Drew? Like, they stay up too night, they stay up too late. There's some bridal shower on a Wednesday night, like Thursday. Every girlfriend is like, "Hey, I'm not going in." What do you mean you're not going in? I went to bed at 2:30. I'm exhausted. I'm gonna stay in. Don't you have to go to work? No, I got sick days. I got personal days. So I was like, I don't know what that is. Like, we haven't caught up to busting. Maybe they don't have balls to bust. Maybe we can't bust vulvas or something. But my wife's always like, yeah, I'm going to go. I got to go to a funeral for some friend's distant relative. It's like out. It's a little bit of a drive. I don't think I'm going in. I said, you just missed a week, like last week. Yeah, I got personal days. Look, don't you have to show up at work eventually? I got days. Okay, all right. That 70% for each dollar we get should be less. I don't know a woman who hasn't cried at work. Women cry at work. Do you understand that? Frequently, I would reckon to say that most women have cried multiple times at their job, like probably an average of like 3.6 times a year.
And it's not about their work. They get overwhelmed or something, or about information, something that comes through to them while they're at work or whatever.
It could be a whole host of things.
Whatever, yeah.
Fair amount of crying and definitely a fair amount of, like, me days. Yes. That's why you guys get paid less. It's fine. Like I said, you're angry that it's 70 cents on the dollar. So am I. I'm thinking more like 55, 60 cents. I know Drew feels the same way. Joe, it's an outrage. Yeah. I agree with you guys. You should be getting less. Joe, you're 25. What's up?
Hey, Adam, by the way, did you remember Bhagwan Chery in Oregon?
No.
That was another cult that was going around. He drove around these Rolls Royce and had a big
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
It's just like you were saying, had all the girls all the time.
The Rolls Royces with, like, the sky paintings on the side and stuff, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All their beliefs, they have a multitude of different beliefs. It all heads to the sack.
The Johns, the Schwanz.
It all heads to the Schwanz. It's like over here. It's like one of those family trees. They're all the Branch Davidians believe this, and the Raelians believe that, and the David Koresh believes this. All heads right to their dick. That's all their belief. Pow! Right in the balls. Please, how come no one ever talks about this?
It's crazy. And I want to make another comment for you and Drew, too, is I think you guys would do an awesome PSA if you would start some PSA commercials regarding smoke alarms and batteries instead of the ones that are on airline turbulence that I hear every now and then on the radio.
Yeah. But what's a bigger problem? I mean,
yeah,
Drew,
exactly.
Tell me, how many millions of more people are killed from airline turbulence each year than home fires?
Well, I know a lot of people that make fun of that nowadays because of the way you guys make fun of it. So,
no, good, yeah.
Do a better job on that.
Yeah, God forbid they do a PSA. I'll tell you, they do a PSA. We're talking about this last night on autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be thousands of teenage boys who die each year choking themselves and beating off.
That's true, and women, too.
And how many die from turbulence?
That's right.
Well, I mean, if you took the numbers that die from secondhand smoke and turbulence, airplane turbulence, I mean, it's well into the millions.
It would dwarf everything else.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't know a person who either directly or indirectly hasn't been touched by airplane turbulence? I mean, everyone knows someone has passed that way.
Profound loss.
People, entire families have gone that way. It's bad.
Oh, Joe's up there in that Portland. You know it's 65 degrees up there, too.
What's it like there?
We're having a really heat wave here, too, in the Springfield, Eugene area, too. It's like 75 here. It's really
75. Oh, you poor dears. Oh.
Anyway.
All right, what's up, Joe?
I got this girlfriend that I've been seeing for about a year, and we were just talking, and she thinks, you know, I mentioned that I've masturbated, too, since we've been together, and she just thinks that's, like, totally weird and wrong, and I don't know, she almost thinks, like, that I'm doing that because I don't want to be with her or you know,
no, women
cheating
don't,
on her or something like that. But
women do not appreciate what that is for a male. Now, strange enough, I was thinking about this morning.
One more reason they should get 50 cents on the dollar.
But I was thinking to myself, you know, women do have pretty good instincts about relationships, and I wonder if in a perfect relationship a guy wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? If he was getting his every need met, he wouldn't masturbate, you think?
If she was on a mechanic's...
Hang on. If she was
on a mechanic's creeper on her knees under his overcoat, blowing him as he pushed her along the sidewalk and went to work and had a van customized to accommodate her where he worked the brakes and the clutch on the steering wheel because she was constantly sucking him... I think, and that if that's what you're talking about, then she should understand. Yeah, then he wouldn't need to.
Then that relationship would not have to match.
Not in my mechanics creeper relationship.
Yes.
But
the ever blow relationship.
Yes. For the perpetual circle of blowing.
Yes.
All right, but Joe, you know, you're an honest guy, you're a smart guy, and you're girly. Well, here's what you got to do: lie.
But they tell you they want you to be honest with them. They want to know everything deep about you. So you do that, and then you get screwed in the end.
No, they don't want you to be honest with them. They want to be the kind of person who makes the proclamation, I want you to be honest with me, but they don't actually want you to be honest.
On the other hand, I think that she needs to come to terms with how a male's brain works. And she needs to accept that, and she needs to understand that it is a normal and natural thing for a guy to do that in any relationship. And although I was trying to reason it out this morning, whether or not there are perfect relationships where that wouldn't happen, guys have such a need for diversity, and they're so visually inclined that their brain will require them to do this kind of thing a certain amount of times.
Yeah.
Regularly. They will. That's just the way your brain is wired.
Well, I mean...
There's a book out there now called What Could He Be Thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. A guy named Gurian wrote it, and it's a nice little primer on these things. Get her to read that.
Yeah, well, let me say this, Drew. Don't you think it's healthy? I mean, if you take a guy and you sort of try to contain him, a guy who's, you know, maybe biologically wants to spread his seed around,
best
to spread his own seed on his belly or perhaps the ottoman whilst
watching a
video.
Yes,
thank you, Drew. That's all I needed. I am, okay, I'm done. I got it now. All right, we'll be right back after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. All right, buddy boy. What do you say? Jump back into the phones? Let's go now.
How's
it going? Mike.
Hello?
You're 23.
Yes.
Ooh, you're calling from Palo Alto.
Yeah.
What was the temperature like there today?
It was like 76 today.
Oh.
No, I'm from L.A., so I understand what you guys are going through.
Yeah.
You going to Stanford or something? What are you doing?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm at graduate school.
Yeah, but not, by the way, not this deep. I mean, you know what it's like in L.A. when it's hot, but you don't know what it's like a week away from Halloween and burning.
We actually grew up in L.A. No, but Mike, we did too. We've never seen anything like this. We decided the problem is that the summer has been so long and so hot that the sort of heat capacitance of the ground has changed, and there's no more water in the ground. There's no more water in the mountains.
We've scorched the earth.
There's no more snow in the Sierras to kind of bring some water down. So there's some sort of, and God is punishing us. It's like this radiant heat coming off the ground now. In addition to what it's really, it's crazy.
This is like Atlanta, and Sherman has just passed through, scorched earth. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I have a question about open relationships. I was wondering if in your experience or experience of other people that you know, if they've ever worked.
Never.
They work for short periods of time, but they never stay working.
But they work depending on what you want. Like if you're a dude and you're in college and you want to get laid for a good 6 months and have a little bit of a romp.
It'll work.
And you're not particularly in love with either one of the girls. It's great.
And if you have no conscience, because eventually somebody's going to get stuck on you and going to get hurt.
Right. Or if it's like one of those things where there's some foreign exchange chick and she's staying for one semester before she goes back to Greece, you know. But if it's a situation, and it works much better for guys than it does for girls. But it doesn't necessarily, because
I think the guys are just about as likely as the girls to get hooked in a real intimate relationship like that.
I think guys have that capacity, especially young guys, but guys are able to, if they're not in love, heading in.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, you could find two girls, perpetually swing with them and never have feelings for them if you didn't have them in the beginning.
You're right. And women will grow into it,
and that's why it makes them more susceptible to it.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you got going, Mike?
Well, I'm in a long-distance relationship right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been together for over 2 years, and then I'm on this coast, and she's on the East Coast working.
Where's your lady? What city?
She's in D.C.
Oh, wonder what it was like there today. Probably cool,
it's cold.
Right?
It's cold.
Cold.
It's like in the high 40s.
Do you hear that? High 40s.
I'm going to our nation's capital.
They're mocking us in the nation's capital. So you're saying you're in the 70s.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And this other girl, where's she from? What's her climate like? She in the 70s?
No. I haven't started.
Are you looking for another girl?
No, he's trying to decide what to do with this
relationship. Actually, I'm not. She brought it up.
Bad sign.
He brought it up. The reason
she's already dating somebody.
She's blowing a senator.
No. I really don't think she is. The reason being that she has asked about it maybe like 3 weeks ago, and she can be sort of iffy as far as the she's sort of not flip-flops, but I guess flip-flops on how into the relationship she is. She gets lonely sometimes, and then
she's flopped.
She comes back into it. And
she's not that into it. Not that into it.
Yeah, you're really? Torturing yourself.
Sorry. Sorry about it.
These long-distance relationships.
She's in D.C. You're in Palo Alto. You're up north. It's not going to work.
What are you studying?
Why not? I can't say. It's a small department, so.
Here's the thing. He's majored in pee-whipped. <He's good. laughs> Emphasis on ass kissing. All right. No, here's the thing, Mike. I'm telling you, I know you're going to Stanford. You think you're smart.
He is smart.
And you are smart. Quite down, Drew. But we know. You got a girl that's in D.C., and she's telling you, I'm thinking about, what do you think about open relationship? That's it.
Yeah.
If she's not seeing somebody, she's got her eye on somebody.
The bullpen. She's made the call to the bullpen already.
And all you got to do is say, how about an open relationship? She'll hang up the phone with you, pick up the phone with the guy. It's done. I'm telling you. It's all right. You're going to Stanford. It's 70 degrees. Got a nice cool breeze blowing in off the bay.
Mike will have the last laugh, I suspect.
Hey, even if he doesn't, he's in Stanford. He gets his chicks around.
Yeah.
Just enjoy. Don't get caught up. Nobody get caught up in that long distance thing.
Not at that age. It just keeps yourself tied up at a time when you shouldn't be tied up. You need to be living life in the vicinity where your life is.
Right.
Now, Adam, remember how we started this show?
Yeah, how did we start?
Have you signed the book yet?
Yeah, I did, Jack.
You did? You sure?
Yeah, why? You want to look?
Yeah, I want to look.
Yeah, open that up. Right, look at Drew. Drew's got a point to make.
Good times.
Yeah. See you there, jackass. Now, where are we? One more call, Drew. What do you say?
How about the one that's been on call for 123 minutes? So you're right in line six.
Line 6?
Look at line 6, 123 minutes.
Holy crap. They're calling from Oklahoma. I think it might be warm there. Matt?
Yeah?
What's the temperature in Oklahoma?
Man, it's about, probably about 68 degrees.
Oh,
for God's sakes. Oh, the humanity.
Oh.
What's the question?
It feels pretty good here. I've recently been seeing a girl for about a week and a half, and she received a call a couple of days ago from her boyfriend, from me, that her boyfriend is bisexual and that he's HIV positive. Now, me and her have been sexually active, but we've been using condoms. I need to know what my chances are of actually having it, or what I should do, because I don't know.
First, you got to find out if she's got it. If she doesn't have it, your chance of getting it are zero. If she does have it, and you've been using condoms, particularly latex condoms, the chances are relatively low.
Yeah. Yeah, you're cool, buddy.
But you got to find out. She needs to be tested, obviously. And
With us sleeping together within the week, and can we find out that quick if we have it or not? Or
yes, you can. She can find out if she has it very quickly. Can't she?
She can get a DNA test, right? Or yeah. He can get a DNA test.
But it doesn't matter. She needs to know if she has.
Yeah, first her.
Yeah.
You say it was in the 60s. Is that during the day? Is that the low, the high?
It's night here right now. During the days, it's hot days, cold nights.
In the 60s now, though?
Yeah.
Nice.
It feels really good.
Yeah, enjoy that.
Shut up.
Even if you have AIDS, I'm still envious. I really am. Yeah, I really mean
thanks.
That. No, I do. No, I don't. I would trade AIDS for a little 60-degree weather.
Nice. You notice the way in the media right now, it's like, I didn't say AIDS. I said HIV infection.
Yeah.
They make a big deal
about
that.
Yeah, what's the big deal with that? Here's what I'd do. I'd give myself polio for about 3 days of rain.
Yeah.
Cancer for some snow.
Oof.
AIDS would be just a good, stiff, offshore breeze bringing it down in the mid-60s, you know?
I'm keeping it there.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to break.
I like to put a cap on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a muff. Like, start using a muff. You know what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah, I can see.
Ear muffs, hand muffs.
Yeah, little muff thing like a little girl has.
Yeah, it's just, Mommy, there's white flakes falling from the sky. That's called snow, dearest. Oh, what a joy. I must get a secondary muff. That's all right. I'll be back. All right, that's it, everybody.
Back into the heat.
Back to the heat. Into the oven, Drew.
I'm ready.
All right. Thank you all for putting up with us tonight. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Mother, mother, ocean, I have heard you call. I wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.